The meetings in Myanmar come as ASEAN continues preparations to launch its integrated economic community next year, which would ease restrictions on trade and labor across borders. While much of the change in the region is market-driven, there are contentious political issues dividing ASEAN members. The South China Sea dispute is high on the agenda at all of the association's major meetings this year. The top U.S. diplomat for East Asia, Daniel Russell, says China's temporary positioning this year of an oil platform in waters also claimed by Vietnam has further increased tension in the region.
China, as a large and powerful nation, has a special responsibility to show restraint. There is a big footprint that comes with military strength, and it warrants setting your feet very, very carefully, treading very gingerly when you are in a sensitive area.
Professor Panitan Watanayagorn, a close observer of ASEAN matters, cautions progress on such major issues will remain slow due to historical legacies.
This region is, of course, full of, in the past, suspicious of intense lack of trust, especially in terms of military capability, especially in terms of the role of the big powers. The region has gone through so many decades of turmoil during the colonial period. During the Cold War period.
Since the May 22nd coup, Thailand has faced diplomatic pressure from the West, including cuts in military assistance for suspending democracy. That has triggered concern among ASEAN members and others that, as a result, Bangkok could be heading towards a closer relationship with Beijing.
The Thai representative needs to assure that that will not be the case. That will be a more balancing approach, getting engaged with all countries like Myanmar, like Cambodia, like most of the rest of the ASEAN members. They have to be more well-rounded. They have to be more multidimensional.
An unprecedented dimension this year is Myanmar chairing ASEAN meetings for the first time. But as Myanmar deals with communal violence and insurgencies while transitioning away from absolute military rule, there is skepticism among some in ASEAN on whether it can provide effective leadership. But the bar may not be that high. ASEAN, founded in 1967, is driven by the principle of not criticizing its members' affairs. That has led to outcomes that have earned little applause. Vague consensus on critical issues leading to questions about ASEAN's relevancy in a fast-changing world. Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.